Good afternoon. I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. The growth in the number of new COVID-19 cases in Nebraska has somewhat slowed down this last week, but the number of hospitalizations remain high. About 4,700 new cases were recorded in Nebraska in 1 week that ended Thursday. It was a slight decrease from 2 weeks earlier. But the number of people hospitalized with the virus hit 434 on Monday. And the number's been above 400 since the middle of September. However, hospitalizations do remain below last November's peak of about 1,000, but capacity is still strained. The number of infections remains on the rise in Iowa, just as cases across the country on a whole are on the decline. According to New York Times, the average rate of nationwide cases did decrease by 33% in the last 14 days, but in Iowa, it is up about 20%. Dan Dykema is an infectious disease specialist with the University of Iowa's hospitals and clinics. He says the current spread has been driven by the reopening of schools without mask requirements, where the majority of kids are not eligible to be vaccinated.
You have a very vulnerable population, a lot of transmission that can happen, and then that transmission is carried over into the community.
According to the CDC, all 99 of Iowa's counties have high rates of community transmission. And faculty at Iowa's three public universities are demanding the right to require masks in their classroom, regardless of state law or policies against them. There's even one biology professor at UNI that has imposed a mandate for students and lowers their lab grades if they refuse to comply. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer. Listen for our next newscast in 26 minutes.